In the Parsha of Matos, one of the most remarkable dialogues in Chumash occurs. And that is the request on the part of Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven that their chelek in Eretz Yisrael should be on the eastern side of the Yarden. And as I mentioned many, many times, that when one reads the text of the Chumash, one has to read it with a fine-tooth comb, and one will be able to extract unbelievable nuances. And here is a striking example of the countless examples that exist of the nuances, and one will notice that I divided actually the dialogue into different segments. Approximately 7 segments, but you'll see more or less where I'm headed. So let's read the Psukim. Umikne Rav Hayol Ibnei Reuven Ibnei God Atzumah. A pasuk that in and of itself has a built-in difficulty. There are a number of ways of reading the pasuk, but we shouldn't read the pasuk the following way. Mikne Rav Hayol Ibnei Reuven. Reuven was saddled with a lot of cattle, so he cried it out of the grazing area, and then Ibnei God Atzumah. The Atzumah refers to Ibnei God. That's why you'll notice in the context of the dialogue, so the discussion primarily is directed, initiated, even though it seems from this pasuk that Bnei Reuven were the protagonist, if you will, but in reality we'll see it's not so. A pasuk later, why? Because Levnei God Atzumo. That's how we show the Ramshat in the pasuk. And so you see this area on the eastern side of the Yarden, it's going to satisfy their requirements. And they come to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they make the following statement. This pasuk is also striking in and of itself. Pasuk Dalid, what exactly is the intent of this Ramban? The Rishonim discussed this pasuk at great length. They were trying, apparently, to justify, they had some sort of a guilty conscience, the fact that they don't want to inherit Eretz Yisrael, they want to be on the other side of the Yarden, and so they try to justify it by stating, Haaretz HaShehikra Hashem, it has the approval, divine acquiescence. That's what the Ramban, Rabbi Levachai, many other Rishonim, the Rachai Makadosh, that's how they learn. And now I'm getting the analysis, starting with Pasuk K. Vayomru. Now they make the following statement, which I would call an almost autocratic kind of pronouncement. There's no discussion, there's no dialogue, but rather, yutan, that itself right away tells you, yutan, it shall be given. No, there's already a fait accompli. It's something which is assumed. We're not going across the Yarden. No discussion, no dialogue. Not asking Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe you'll request Hashem Yisbarach, in Gubeshba, by Yitzhak Hashem Lachem. No! A statement which is imperious in nature. And Vayomru is what I call the royal we. Vayomru Moshe Degom Reuven. Look at the reaction. And this is part number 2. Moshe Rabbeinu reacts in the most ferocious kind of way imaginable. You would not have expected such a fierce response on the part of Moshe Rabbeinu. If it was simply a request that had some foundation to it, it's a very famous line, I won't get into it in terms of modern day discussion. What a verb. We should have also talked about this verb. It means essentially what you're doing is you are going to literally, God forbid, dissuade from Klal Yisrael. And then right away, Moshe Rabbeinu, a throwback to the Meraglim. Because we know what happened. The story of the Meraglim was responsible for our, unfortunately, our ikuv in the Midbar for a 40-year period. So Moshe Rabbeinu essentially hurls at them this accusation. Namely, again, the same verb, they were responsible for our not coming into Eretz Yisrael. All of our pre-regulations in the desert for 40 years were a result of the Meraglim. You essentially are You are Lulim Ramlim. Bine kamtem tachas avosechem. Tarbus anoshim chatoim. Lispos od al chavon av Hashem Yisrael. You just simply want to add, want to kindle the anger further of Hashem Yisbarach. The word lispos is a very fascinating, again, terminology found at the end of Dvarim, a few other places in Tanakh. The man supposed to rob us at Tzmeya. We shouldn't have a major difficulty with that pasuk, but the impression that is given by Moshe Rabbeinu is very clear. Essentially, they accused them following the upon the heels of the Raglan, Kisu Shabunya, Kharon Yasabo, Nanikhova Bibar, Vishik Khatem, the Khalam Azeb. And basically, what do you guys want to do? You want to do your own thing? And you have absolutely no interest in following the Daki Hashem, send them to Raglan. So now, the third segment begins. Vayikshu Ela Vayomru. Again, a striking term. The term Vayigash, if I do it three times in Tanakh, Rashi, Chazal, speak about it, Hagosha, L'tfilo, Hagosha L'pihus, Hagosha L'mochoma, in the context of Yehuda, in the encounter with Yosef, in the encounter with Eliyahu HaNavi, Bahar Carmel, and the third place, all them, Avraham Avinu. So notice that now they suddenly, after this rather strident reaction on the part of Moshe Rabbeinu, they are coming down from the lofty perch. Vayikshu Elo Vayomru. Let's first go ahead. We'll build enclosures for our cattle. Again, here Chazal taking the task. Their values are reverting. They're more concerned about their cattle. And this is actually a statement, a very well known Daskin about the taste of page number 2, low left hand corner. Right away, he knows this. And many we show him talking about this in Bedrish is replete with this idea. If we show you Ashir, B'yeser, Kiyadu, Mamayna. Wow, what a statement. What an accusation. Materialism is responsible primarily for Jews staying in Golos, in Tinek, in Chicago, in LA, in New York, and everywhere. Ancient Suffolk, that's true. Well, the people go to Tinek, that's Chazal, indicate that. They went into Golos first. He called Sukim Divayomim. And he goes on to say, Klomar, Kimasha Adam. Wealth is not a result of your hishtavus. Now, Skating goes on to provide another very cute interpretation, but going back over here, so their values are clearly not in order. And by the way, they told Moshe Rabbeinu, item number 3, but we are clearly not going to shirk our duty. We'll take an active part in the military, in all the military elements, components, Adashim Ravyunum, Lomukomam, Yashab Tapetu, Beari Amitsum, Nishim Aretz, Lom Nashum, Motenu, and Estachel, and Yisrael, Ishnachalosso. There's a question which is discussed at great, great length by Gdoli Harishainim and Gdoli Achreinim. This statement that they made over here, Lom Nashum, Motenu, and Estachel, and Yisrael, Ishnachalosso. What exactly does that mean? I'll just mention this briefly because it's not really the thrust of what I'm interested in talking about. Moshe, we'll see in a moment, Moshe is going to make it tonight in segment number 4, which is the Mishnah Kedushin. Famous Mishnah, all the dinim of Tznoyim are derived after from Bnei Gobin and Reuben, and Moshe makes it tonight. And we know that from the Psukim that I found over here. We'll read perhaps element number 4 and then go back to this Pasuk in one moment, Pasuk Yitches, because what do they say? Lo Noshim El Batenu, Ad Hisnachel Bnei Yisrael Yishnach Adoso. So what does it sound like? It seems as if that they're going to carry out this agreement which they themselves have articulated, and they also maintain their position. They're going to get the eastern side of the Yarden. But what's critical over here is that they, Bnei Gobin and Reuben, now have to, after this overture to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe says, okay, I'm asking, but I'm going to ask the question in a moment, which you'll see. What I'm referring to, Moshe agrees to that. Let's read that in segment 4. By Yom Ha'alei Moshe, Im ta'asun et ha'davar hazeh, te'chaltzu l'vnei Hashem l'amilchama, v'yom ha'lechem kol chalutz esarar yarden, l'vnei Hashem l'amil rishon esarayim n'yipanov, v'nich b'sha arz l'vnei Hashem l'achar tashuvu, v'yisra b'kiyem Hashem b'Yisrael, that's a Mishnah in Shtolim, means you carry out your part of the bargain, And then Moshe Rabbeinu corrects their inverted value system. First, and then so what do they say? Segment 5. So they really have gone down from the lofty perch considerably. Step by step by step. Now they're speaking about being completely showing obeisance to Moshe Rabbeinu, Kasher Adoni Mitzaveh, Avodecha Yasu, Tapenu, Noshenu, Megdenu, Mechol, Ventenu, Yerushabera, Egilad, and then we are going to carry out our part of the bargain, and that's what happens. So the question that I'm just raising is that Chazal derived from here all the dinim mitzvot. All the halachas of Tanaim are derived in Mishnah Kedushin of Sadech Aleph, that one of the dinim is, by the way, the Tanai Kofel din, famous din. Im Yavru, only if it was the Adem will X and Y occur, otherwise it will not occur. So the Tanai B'nei Go B'nei Uvein, that Moshe Rabbeinu is in effect drawing up with them. So the question is, were they masking completely to this Tanai? Namely, what do I mean? Perhaps not. Because notice that when they repeat the Tanai, Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who articulates the Tanai Kofel. But when they repeat the Tanai, there is no Kfeilus HaTanai. I mean, basically, Moshe says, "In Yavru Nesatim, in Lo Yavru Nesatim, Sokechem." But when they go to Ube, they answer, "No, Nachnu Navor Chalutzum Ne'asher Eskenon." But they continue to maintain, "Bitoy Rachazas Nachalseinu Meivu LaYarden." So it could be that we are so certain that we are going to cross the Yarden, there's no need to tell you. Or no, maybe one can interpret that when they go to Ube, did not accept the time Moshe Rabbeinu, at least not completed. Moshe Rabbeinu tells the laws of Yeshua, "In Yavru when they go to Ube, if they cross." Then he'll give them Eretz Agil and Achuzah. Means B'shas Chalukas Oretz. When Allah and Yeshua take care of the Chalukas, the Pesukim say, then, Unisatim as Eretz Gilad. But till then, Eretz Gilad is not yours. Does not belong to you. And the B'nai God say, Nachnu Nabor Chalusu B'nai Hashem Eretz Gedoran, V'yitonu Nachazas Nachazim Eretz Yadim, which means that we are not ready, that only after the Kiyam Atanai, Eretz Gilad will be given to us as a Nachla. But rather, Nachnu Nabor Chalutzim, V'yitonu Achuzas Nachalaseinu, the Maton is Chal right now. We're not ready to accept the idea that the Maton should be Chal later on. So already, when we are going to carry out Nabor Chalutzim, Eretz Gilad already belongs to us. If that's the pshat, so we understand why they will not cover it tonight. The Rambam has the Paschal, it's just an aside. I hope it's not counted at the time. The Rambam Paschal is an aside that only if you have something that the Chalais is going to be in the future, then you need a Tanai Kofel. But something that's called right now, you don't need a Tanai Kofel. It's not necessary. You need a Tanai. It's the Rambam Hilchos Ishus. Okay, so it could very well be, according to the Rambam, this is the reason why the Nego Berubin are not Kofel tonight, because then I'm asking to what Moshe Rabbeinu suggested. Namely, that only after Kibush Haaretz, they will receive their Chelek in Eretz Gilad. But rather, they want the Matanah should be called now, and there's no need for a Tanai Kofel. Okay, this is just a halachic aside, if you don't mind. But what we see from this entire parsha, as I said, amazing how they, as I put it earlier, first they issue pronouncements, and then little by little they come down from the lofty perch, and they become more submissive, and their language is more of a pious kind of a language, and that's exactly apparently what the idea was, and they are going to be compliant with that which is necessary. Now I just mentioned that Derechagav, here also you see it on the sheet in front of you, the Ramban, in the lower right-hand corner, Ramban actually in Parshas Chukas, but the Rishonim and Achronim talk a lot about this. I don't have time to discuss this fully. The question is, what's the status of that side of the Yarmin? What's the status of the Yarmin? You have here a famous Mishnah Bikurim, which is very well known. The Arachayim HaKodesh is the one actually who really lays this out on page number 2. You can read it while I'm talking about it. He indicates very clearly that they were obviously concerned about the issue, and that's why they added Haaretz Asher Hikra Hashem Lifnei Adas Yisrael. Means they wanted to disabuse themselves of the taina that somehow Vayimasu Be'eretz Chemlah. Ramban Bayit was the Chemlah Ma'alim that they rejected. They spurred Eretz Chemlah, so they were frightened they would be under that accusation as well. So what do? They make a statement at the very beginning, Haaretz Asher Hikra Hashem Lifnei Adas Yisrael. Means that they have the acquiescence of Hashem is Barach, the Eva Yardin. Now, whether Eva Yardin has that acquiescence or not, but this is the subject of a lot of discussion. I once my father showed me the Lord Ibn Ezra until him. So the Ibn Ezra has a fascinating parish on Sefer Tehillim. My father said Tehillim every week. I did not do so. Alavai, I should say Tehillim once a year, but I try to. But the Ibn Ezra has a comment. He said actually in the Shabbos morning davening, "We'll see from Melech Hamori, Kidayim Chazdai, Udayim Melech Habashon, Kidayim Chazdai, V'Nasa Matzam Lenachalom, Kidayim Chazdai, Nachalom Yisrael Abdom, Kidayim Chazdom." So the Ibn Ezra and the Meiri note the pasuk the way the pasuk is written. And then binasam artzom the nachala kidenum chazda nachli yisrael abdo. Sometimes the distinction between eretz sichah bari or if you go leva yade and the nachal that talk yisrael received on the other side of the yade. That's the Ibn Ezra and the Meiri writes like that on Tehillim. And it's interesting that the Eretz Yichalo is a chesed of Hashem's Baruch. Chesed of Ramban here also points out, and actually many contend that the Beis Halevi is a long tshuva. So we spoke about this a number of times. A long tshuva, the Beis Halevi, where he discusses that Eretz Yade is not part of Eretz that was given to Avosinu Akdoshim. It was not discussion with Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a kibush rabbim, a seven halacha, a seven kibush. And if you look, if you're interested in the Malachi standpoint, it's discussed by the Be'ashua and Ksubis. In the last paragraph of Masechta Ksubos, but here also the Ramban alludes to this in a number of places. The Chumash Ramban writes that he's back and forth whether this is part of the land that was nichras with the Brisa Abbas, was including the Brisa Abbas or not. And the Ramban at the end, in Chukas, that you have on page number one, lower right hand corner, he indicates that not for the fact they requested it, what would have been the status of that land? It would have been completely chorev. That land would have been desert completely. So even though it may have been part of the land, Shenechus of Risa Avos, but it doesn't have the Dush of Eretz Yisrael, and the Ramban puts a Medrash, very striking Medrash, the last 5-6 lines of the Ramban, Yod Omer Aboseinu, V'yesek Dusha, She'ein Neva Yagin, Vore the Beis Amigdosh, U'l'shikon Ashkina, and he calls to him in Yeshua, Chavbeis, V'yachin Tumeya Eretz Akuzasven, and there's a famous Tashbeis, this is really one of the most famous Tashbeis is of the Dolei HaRishonim, Tvei dinim in Eretz Yisrael, as he points out. One is an Eretz Yisrael, in effect, in terms of the land of Eretz Yisrael, as we know, that, so as far as the Kedusha, regarding mitzvahs and the like in Eretz Yisrael, and Ayadim, perhaps, may very well be similar to Eretz Yisrael. But Eretz Yisrael has a certain segulas that Ayadim does not have. Eretz Yisrael, Machkim, the Gemara says, and the end of Tzumas, all those Gemara, so Adam, Eretz Yisrael, Shori b'lay olam. Our Chazal speaking about being nikra in Eretz Yisrael. It's a moment of Ashura Sashina, as Ramban he says. He's Eva Yam is not worthy of Beis Hamikdash. He's not worthy of Ashura Sashina. And that's exactly what Yeshua writes in Perek Beis. And that's what I mentioned. These are two aspects of Eretz Yisrael that the Tashbis is one by Rikos who speaks about it. So this is the Misha also Bikurim. And Rabbi Yosef Gnidi passes the Mevir, Bikurim Eva Yadin. Sheena Eretz Zavos Halav Vashem. Ramban quotes from Chazal. Because essentially, Sifrei says, "Lo says Lanu, Pratei Vayamin Shenataltem Yatzvacha." It was not essentially; it didn't have the kind of divine improvement to it the rest of Eretz Yisrael has, but it was taken by yourself, and therefore, Vayamin is not the same. And this was the accusation, essentially, that was directed against the Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven because they dafka wanted that particular area and not the Nachla that Klal Yisrael was given in Eretz Yisrael. And so, the primary purpose of this analysis is really to talk about what the Mesillas Yesharim calls Mishkal HaChassidus. And it goes from probably maybe the most important Yesodes of the Mesillas Yesharim. Moshe Rabbeinu asked them, "Ha'echechem yavol la'vlecham v'yatem teishu bo." What did they answer? "No, don't worry. Gidro sol nidra l'vignei bo. We'll build enclosures for our cattle. V'yorim l'tapeinu, and we're going to join the war effort. We're not chas v'sholom in any way going to spurn the Melchama of Kibush Haaretz. But at the end of the day, we want to live in the Eretz Gilo. We don't want to live in the Eretz Yisrael. We want to live actually at the eastern side of the Yadin." Moshe accepts that tshuva, and as we discussed a few moments ago, so Moshe Rabbeinu again is ready to somehow acquiesce to what they request. However, what's fascinating to me, and probably the most important of the elements that are to be, one of the most important elements, Chazal, say the following, and this was already alluded to in this Daskin about the Tesis on page number 2 of the lower left hand corner. Chazal is a pasuk. Nachalom v'vohelas v'rishayna v'achrisa lo t'vorech. Their nachalom was a nachalom v'vohelas. They did not have the proper shigal adas. They didn't weigh the matter carefully. And we see that from their inverted value system. What's more important to them? Their money, if you will, more important than their children. They want to go ahead and build Gidro's stone, and then Orem the Tapengo. And the very fact that they wanted to settle on the eastern side of the Yarden and not accompany Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael in the Nachal HaMekudesh of Yosef, that is called Achrisa L'Tiberach. And that was apparently, they may have had Cheshbon Shel Mitzvah. And there's another Shikol Hadas that my father Shlomi used to ask me all the time. My father was very concerned about what he felt was a Sphira, because of Zayis HaBrocha, there the Torah tells something else entirely, why they wanted Eretz Yarden. Pasuk says, Kishom Cholgas Mechekek Sofun. Vayesi Rosh Hashem, Titkas Hashem Asa Mishpatav Yisrael. So then the Pasuk tells us that their interest was, essentially, they, similar to what they wanted, the Rashi quotes over there in Dvarim, that they wanted the Chelek, where Moshe Rabbeinu would be buried. But at the end of the day, with all the Cheshbonis that they had, the Cheshbonis don't measure up to the major Cheshbon of living in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, it's not Shokol, Kenegad Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, in the real Eretz Yisrael, the authentic Eretz Yisrael, and therefore Achrisa Leisavarach. Chazal says, it's a in the Beis, they went into Golds first, that's what the Rishayim here point out, Golds Chibah, and again, the reason is because of a lack of what the Mesillas Yesharim calls Mishkal HaChasidus. That's what I want to talk about.
Could it be any relationship between moving being Pachas Kamayim and then...
Perhaps that also may be a factor, unquestionably. That's a character trait. And it cannot be very good. But Mesillas Yesharim explains that it's not enough. He writes over there, which parak is it? Parakof. He writes over there, it's not sufficient that a person should want to be a chassid and engage in Masir Tobin. But a person has to be shekel in every single circumstance, and obviously every 5 minutes, you have to make another shikul. I'm not exaggerating. And there are many mitzvahs in the Torah. We have to fulfill all the mitzvahs in the Torah. But sometimes, we have to figure out what's more chasher, and what's less chasher, what's deichah. L'mashal, everyone knows that Shabbos is one of the most chasher mitzvahs in the Torah, unquestionably. And yet, pikuach nefesh is deichah Shabbos. That's a sugya we just had at the end of Maseches Yema. The person could say, no, I'm machmir when it comes to the Shabbos. I don't want to save the cholah. So either that person is a nar, I'm using being very polite, what you would call a tipesh, or is a rasha, or maybe he's both. So you have to have a proper mishkal achsidus, which is not simple. Mesillas Yesharim explains over there in Parakhof, Mesillas Yesharim, that even the churban bayis rishon, churban bayis sheni, also came about through a mishkal lo nachon of maaseh achsidus. And a very famous essay there that he has. And it's no wonder the Gaon says that every single word in the first X number of problems, Mesillas Yesharim, is not an extra word. I remember Mesillas Yesharim a number of times, but more from a Lomdish standpoint than anything else. It's a Lomdish Sefer. Incredibly Lomdish Sefer, okay, for another occasion. But whatever the case is, let's say Bais Rishon. The first Yochanan ben Kereach, they came, actually, they won Gedali ben Achikam, that Yishmael ben Netanya, he wants to kill him. They told him, he was given a warning. And Gedaliah, no, he doesn't want to listen to Lashon Hara. Listen to Lashon Hara, give me all. Ki sheker atadev Yishmael. That's sheker, it's not the truth. So it's true that it was also for Gedaliah to accept what Yochanan ben Kereach told him absolutely to kill Yishmael, the way Yochanan ben Kereach suggested. That's what he suggested over there. But the Gemara says in Nida, famous Gemara, Lemecha Shlomi Boy. Well, still, you have to be cheshish. Whenever Lashon Hara comes to the fore, you have to be worried. So he should have at least taken whatever precautions are necessary to prevent it from happening. But Gedaliah decided, no, I'm going to be machmir. I'm not going to get near Lashon Hara, but tak l'sarichuk. It's not my thing. I got to keep my distance from it. And then he doesn't believe to anything that he heard, and as a result, he doesn't take any precautions. So Moshe Dabar, Yishmael ben Netanya came and killed him. Killed him and killed a bunch of other Jews as well. And so this is an example, again, even though the pasuk, if I'm not mistaken, over there says, how does it go? The Chazal also commented, it's a Gemara Nid over there, it's on the Chal, the same Sugya. What's the Lashon of the Pasuk? It says over there, V'hanoshim ha-shehika b'yad Gedalyo. That's the Lashon of the Pasuk. So Gemara is Takasha, Gemara says, V'chi Gedalyo hargon? Did he kill him? Havo Yishmael hargon? Ela mitosho yalo lochush, la'atzas yevhem mekeveach, and he did not do so, therefore, ma'lo ha-kosu gilo hargon. So that's again, chsivus, that's not in place. See this, that's inappropriate. That's the Churban Bayis Rishon. You take a look at the Churban Bayis Sheni, the same story. Kamtza Bar Kamtza, which unfortunately we're right now in the throes of. Kamtza brings to the Beis HaMikdash Korban that the Roman emperor sent. And Baderech, he goes ahead and Bar-Kamtsa decides to go and put a moon. Rav Chaim ben Apulos cannot bring that korban b'shum panim v'olam under no circumstances. There's a sakana to all of Klal Yisrael if you don't bring the korban. And if the Romans hear that we refuse to bring the korban, shema yomu balibum u'krein l'gadim mizbeach, that's what they're going to say. Who brings a korban with a moon to the mizbeach? And now with that, he also does not want Bar-Kamtsa to be killed, because even though he has a clear din of a raydef, and Nikol Atzilo Nashal Yerushalayim Zareben, that he was threatening the lives of Klal Yisrael, but maybe my people might say that that is the reason why we want to kill him, but because Matam Mum Mekotchim Yarech, because we don't subscribe to such a chumrah, such a briska chumrah, that Matam Mum Mekotchim Yarech. As a result of that, people will make a mistake and think Matam Mum Mekotchim Yarech, and as a result, the Gemara says, An Miso Nuso Shavs Chayim Akulas. An Miso Nuso. However you translate that, which is a shir unto itself. And the Sanusa Shabshaim and Akulas was responsible for Chribas Meseno. The Gemara says, what does it say? The Sovra said, Alayna with the Sodom Eartenu. All that was, so again, it was Mitov Sitkus. So many people have the Sitkus. I quoted the other day on Shabbos, Agoyim Abarim Kreiser, the Katsag de Bracha. I'll tell you another favorite expression of Abarim Kreiser. He told this to me many times. I mentioned the story when I was 13 years old and my involvement with him over here in the Tanakh Shir. So, he's not here, he's next door. But anyway, long shot. So, Abarim Kreiser told me, Amo, mit Frumkeit, we can make it whole, the ganze Welt. Do I have to translate that?
Yeah. Right.
Because of Frumkeit, you can destroy the entire world. There's an example of falsche Frumkeit. Both Frum by Svishon, Frum by Shem. Mishkal Aksidus. But his cheshbur in the warfare, he was a big tzaddik of Schaim and Akulis. His question was that undoubtedly, I mean, first of all, we can ask on him before we get to his question. His question was Sitkus, but did he not know that there's a possible war that would be waged with the Romans if they embarrass the Roman emperor? And Bikuach Nevesh is Dutta Isa of being Makabu Magali Abizbech? Unquestionably, Bikuach Nevesh is never going to tell Kula. What's going on here? So why was he misnagging? Why was he misnagging? Why was he opposed to this Akrova? The answer is that in economy, that the person is allowed to go ahead and be over on one lav, and perhaps even on many lavim, because of this, as I said, because of this potential bikurach nevesh. But here we're talking about, namely, we're temporarily being deichem, adin midin ha-tereh. Let's say, chilu shabbos and so on, bikurach nevesh. Then he held, you're allowed to be over, I call out to kula, b'shul bikurach nevesh. But it's not a dechiyah zmanit, but it's a chshash of what? Of Shiri Atira, where the Mashal writes in Baba Kama. One of the Shekhs is famous Gemaras, that the Mashal writes over there in Baba Kama, Baba Ches, and that Sugya, that any Shinu in Shiri Atira is absolutely unconscionable. Then there's no head to be Kof Nevesh. Head to be Kof Nevesh is not applicable. Okay, he applies it to all kinds of circumstances. I won't get into it right now. So this is a Shiri Atira. So that's what Rav Chaim Shul Levitz Atzah, that's how we explain best about Mashal, this whole discussion the Gemara has of Chaim and Akulis. So that's the case. So the fact of the matter is, Am Bisanuso, Shah Saim and Akulas, Tachiras Beisenu, Sovra Sekoleno. So where's the toast? The toast was that the Chuvan Amidosh, the fact that Klal Yisrael went into Golos, that we were now dispersed as a result of this Horah of Chaim and Akulas, that's a Shini HaTorah, much greater than the Shini of Chaim and Akulas was worried about. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says, Chagiga, once Yisrael goes into Golos, the consequences are catastrophic, are horrific. We know the consequences of Golos of Klal Yisrael. And you have a matzah where the Rabb is in Mitzrayim and the Tam is in France, and no one knows what the other one, as my mother used to say, one hand doesn't know what the other one, what the other hand does. Everything was complete and total separation. And that's why that we see that this Mishkan Achsidus is so critical. And there are many, many examples that we can cite. I'll just cite a few more, because this is something that every one of us has to be cognizant of. The Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara has in the beginning of Perek, Mefanim. Avraham Avinu, Rashi calls him the Chumash Vayera. The Rebbeinu Shem is in the process of a dialogue, whether it's a chaloyim, according to some Mishnayim, whether it's the fact that Hashem appears to Avraham Avinu, Vayera Elav Hashem Elav Mamre, all of a sudden comes some guests. So what does he tell Kodesh Baruch Hu? I'm putting you on hold. Wow, that's quite a decision. That put the Ribbono Shel Olam on hold, Hachnas Zochim is Doyle, a conversation, a dialogue with Ribbono Shel Olam, that requires an Adam Godomai, or someone who has the proper Mishkan Achsidus. Many other examples. In Mitzrayim, Dabri no biyozneo, bishalu ishmeisu eyu, bishameisu usa, klechesu uklezo. Correct, we're supposed to, in effect, a mitzvah, everyone, of course, runs to be Mekayim that mitzvah. That's a wonderful mitzvah. To go ahead and be Mekayim, run after all the Kalim of the Egyptians. But there was another mitzvah. What mitzvah is that? Namely, a mitzvah that Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned about. Everyone was involved in Bizas Mitzrayim. They were involved in taking the loot and plundering Egypt, and Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned about it. Ha'ikach Meshe es atzmai se sivimbo. Ki ha'shbeya ha'shbeya es b'nei Yisrael ha'imam pakod yudgol al-gim eschem v'alizim z'asmosem yizeh etchem. So Chazal se'anim, chacham lei nikach mitzis. Moshe Rabbeinu knew b'choch maslibo to make the right chikol adas. And that was more important than the Bizas Mitzrayim. So that's another example. The Pasuk of Mishlei, my father was very fond of this pasuk. Mishlei says that Shlomo HaMelech writes that Pales Magal Raglecha V'chol Dvaracha Yikonu. Person has to be shekel very carefully what he does, how he behaves. They have to examine everything that you do. So that's on the one hand. On the other hand, it says Arachayim Petafales. Also pasuk in Mishlei means. So what's going on? Mitzvah of Pales or also Pales? A steer, my father has in Tupsum. You have a steer in Tupsum, a contradiction, Tupsum in the Mishlei. Of course, the answer is no steer. The Gemara says, the Gemara by God, now test. Come in Mitzvah Shere Shalasa in the Acherin, come in Mitzvah Shere Shalasa in the Acherin. I mean, in the heady days, when there were, in my days, when I was in high school, when there was a lot of ferment regarding the Soviet Union before it crumbled, where it was dismembered. So the question to go and chain yourself to White House fences as opposed to listen to Rav Soloveitchik Shiurim and doing all kinds of action, as they call it here. Things that involve a lot of kef and a lot of excitement, etc., etc. So the Gemara says, the Kalal, if the mitzvah can be performed by others, and trust me, there are plenty of others to do these mitzvahs. Plenty. No shortage. There are many people who are looking for every opportunity to move out to Talmud Torah, they're not serving to Talmud Torah anyway, so why not? There's action, and it's a mitzvah, and it's a and that's just a mitzvah, but a big mitzvah, and maybe the biggest mitzvah, and call it a kula, b'chula. So therefore, the Gemara says, "Pales magal aglecha, you should be asking lima d'atela, leave the mitzvahs to others." Hashem get a mitzvah that cannot be done by others, or achayim b'tavalis. That's the Gemara as the kasha, and therefore you can't be shekel. Every mitzvah is deicha, talmud teira. So this also, when is talmud teira deicha? When not deicha? We encounter this. I encounter this as a machanech all the time. A young man wants to come shana bet, and his parents said, "What are you talking about?" It's enough shana alva sufficient. And too much. And you flipped out. And who knows where you went. And you started learning. Very smear. What about college or university? What about panosa? All of a sudden he knows one line of Sukhma, Efach, Lezen, Bafanis. So the Gemara says, and the Ababadya, Zatzal has many truths about this. Go, Talmud Tiva Yesin, that's all the Voshas. There are all kinds of Gemaras that you have. So you learn from Mordechai Tzadik. Before the Maisu, the Haman. So the Gemara said that Mordechai was, I believe, number 5 on the totem pole. Namely, in the Chavrei HaSanhedrin, in the listing of the Chavrei HaSanhedrin, he was number 5. And once Mordechai actually became involved in public service, and even though he was Zaycha to the Matzah Klal Yisrael from Haman HaRosha, he's number 6. V'rotzu l'roibecho, v'lam shepir shemen v'is Sanhedrin, HaGemara. That some of the Sanhedrin left him because, again, it was not the correct shekel, even though one could argue that, what? What are you talking about? Okay, so I
maybe it was a correct shekel, but it doesn't matter.
That's right, it doesn't matter. But I'm just saying that there's a famous. I'm just looking. Okay. There's a famous story with the Chafetz Chaim that there was an Avreich of Ben Terah. That he was very heavily involved in on behalf of living yeshivas, to support yeshivas and to somehow raise money for them and the like. And at one point they offered him a position in the Rabbanut to be a Rav. And he'll have more time to learn Torah, more time to teach Torah, more time to pass Mishnayos, etc. Kilo, there's such a thing. Anyway, but he went to speak to the Chafetz Chaim. I'm just speaking from my own experience. Anyway, so he went to speak to the Chafetz Chaim And the Chalasayim told him, listen, I have a question to ask you. He said that what is a sambar, what does a shoemaker take for putting together a pair of shoes? So he said 3 rubles, the Abrekan said. What about if he buys from a factory, a zugnalayim? You go to a factory, a shoe factory, and you buy a zugnalayim. So he said, 2 rubles, said, that's the case. Isn't a peller? This sambar is an oni, he's a poor person, he's barely making a living, he barely makes ends meet. And the Baal Ben Chavosha is obviously a very wealthy person. So the Abrech explained to the Chafetz Chaim that, yeah, it's true that he makes more of this sambar from one pair of shoes than the Ben Chavosha, who sells him 2 rubles, he can sell that one pair of shoes 3 rubles. However, he's not able to produce except for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pair of shoes. Vashenka the Ben Chavosha can produce thousands of shoes. And that's how they're able to make a living. And that's why they make a much greater amount of money than this sambar. Even though he takes much less money for the Izug Na'alai, said the Chafetz Chaim, this is the answer to your question. It could very well be that you'll be able to learn many more hours by sitting in the Rabbonus, by becoming a Rav, you'll be able to teach Torah, etc., etc. That's all true. But what's the difference between the Limud of a Yochid, namely you, a Yochid, learning the, between the Limud of a Rav, of the hundreds and hundreds of B'nai Torah, that each one learns Yom Valai Lo Yishbosu, and you're the one responsible for that by virtue of the fact that you are Maxing Torah and Maxing Torah institutions? So these are parts of the Mishkal Achsidus that one has to constantly on an ongoing mamish, I'm telling you, every 5 minutes. Maybe even more than that. Every Chamesh Dakot, we have to make another Mishkal Achsidus. And this is really the Yisod of this Pasha. The entire Yisod of this Pasha, to my mind, is Mishkal Achsidus. That's exactly what the... And we see that initially they were convinced, beyond convinced, of the rectitude of their position. And they said it, as I said, imperiously, autocratically, issued pronouncements, were somehow on a lofty perch. They were convinced, beyond convinced, that they're right. And the Rosh was on their side. They had divine acquiescence. And the Rosh Hashanah responded so stridently with such a, he accused them essentially of more or less being in the position of Meragna. And you're engaged in Hashkasa. And quickly they came down the lofty perch, and then all of a sudden we see overtures, and then we have a time kafel, and they found their maskin, and at the end of the day, they did get their way, whether the Tanai was chal, as I said, when they fulfilled the Tanai, or whether it was chal by the way, which seems to be also part of the discussion the Chazal had, but at the same time, what we see here is that one has to be exceptionally careful regarding Mishnah Sin. So I'll just mention one last Gemara Mitzvah here, Dafayin Hay, page number one, one of my favorite... one of my favorite Gemaras. I heard this Gemara from Agurin Abaran Soloveitchik, Abaran Alevi Soloveitchik, that's out in the 60s. And that one of the first people who I was very, very influenced by Abaran Alevi Soloveitchik. He spoke about the Gemara, says in Exubis, and Afaynei, the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Tehillim. In Tehillim, where is it? Pezayim. In Tehillim Pezayim, the pasuk says, Uletzion Yehoma Ish Reish Yulad Ba. What does that mean? That this one was born there, that one was born there. The Gemara says, what's Ish Ve'ish? That's the basic distinction between Sion and any other country. Regarding Egypt, regarding any others, Ethiopia, only a person who's born there is considered to be a product of that, a child of that country, a citizen. Regarding Sion, there are 2 people who are called children of Sion. Someone who's born there and a non-native who yearns to see Sion. Someone who has a cheshek, a chukah v'tzion, and Baron Soloveitchik gave a number of examples. I'll just give you one last example. When the British mandate existed over Palestine, so at that time the past authorities, of course, they were constant quotas. How many Jews could enter Palestine? How many Jews could enter Eretz Yisrael? Jews from Romania, let's say, would have 100 certificates to grant to enter Palestine. And so once happened, the Romanian quota was already fulfilled, was taken care of and filled by Romanian Jews. But the Czechoslovakian quota was not. So a number of Iranians thought they want to enter Palestine. Well, they do. They'll simply go ahead and they'll produce essentially false affidavits. And these false affidavits will give them the right to come because it says they were born in Czechoslovakia. It means basically outright Czechia. But they are Eurasianite. So Mishka Chassidus, yes, I'm going there. Mr. Chaim Zinnenfeld, can they do that? Are they allowed to do that? And so I said, it's absolute Czechia. That's an abomination to be dishonest and make chil Hashem. Then they can try to produce the false affidavit. They're born in Palestine. Yes, I'm Yisrael Zunfeld. Is that committed? He said, yeah. That's based on the Gemara Ksubas here. Namely, because The halacha v'tzion yomer ishri ishulad ba echad adorba yechad amatzap leivayislam. So even though there's yesh makom ladun and this story and this entire discussion ubechalzos, their approach, even though clearly it was had a foundation to it and the like, but at the end of the day, mashu chaser and the mishnah chesidus of the Negev Reuven. So that's something that we have to take to heart, and somehow we have to try to develop a mishnah chesidus. It's a lifetime of work. I don't think it could happen overnight. It requires enormous amounts of learning Torah. There is value in Aser L'Charav in that respect, but one has to be a giant in order to make the proper mission of Chassidus, and that's something that all of us have to somehow eventually aspire to be able to have enough knowledge of Torah and also enough Yirat Shamayim in order to know what to do against Hashem in moments of exigency, which are, as I said, every 5 minutes.
Thank you.